Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful morning, and I truly thank God for my husband, Pastor Cornelius Crankfield Sr., and I truly thank God for you all who have an opportunity to listen to this broadcast of the Rose and Sharon. This morning, I would like to say a prayer to open up our lesson today, and I truly thank God. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for your word this morning. I truly thank God for you open my eyes, open my ears to hear your word and to trust in your word, to meditate on your word, that I will understand what your word really means to me. Father God, I thank you for your word. As Psalm 119 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And Father God, let your word be enriched in me in your precious name. Through your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, amen. And truly, I thank God for his word today. And I truly thank God for his word is real. And I truly thank God for his word is life. And I thank God for he is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And thank you for his son, Jesus, Yeshua, who made a way for us. This morning, I would like to go into the book of 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, pertaining to the manifestation of the Almighty God. You know, God could do a lot of things. He could demonstrate and illustrate of his mighty works. And I truly thank God that God said, I do a strange work and a strange act. Yes, he said, I do a strange work and a strange act. That means that he can do whatever he sees fit. But his word is to build our faith and to believe the possibility in the Almighty God. And we today looking for the possibility every day when we leave our home, when we drive our car, when we own the job, when we are shopping, or whatever we are doing, we're looking for the Almighty Jesus Christ. We thank God for his son. Thank God for all that they are doing to bring forth the manifestation that build our faith and to believe in the possibility and to believe in miracles. So let's go into the story. And I'm going to start at the 20th verse of 1 Kings 18 chapter. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together with Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your God. So what happened is Elijah told the false prophets to dress their bullock, but to put no fire underneath it. So let's go further. And call ye on the name of your God, small g, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answer and say, it is well spoken. Now see, Elijah was testing them to see if their false God is real. And by day, he gave them an ultimate to have their false God come by fire. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your God, small g, and put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dress it and call on the name of Baal from morning even unto noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. I mean, he made a fun of them. He really made a fun of these false prophets. And said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or preadventure, he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cry aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lance till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied unto the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regard. Wow. They did a whole lot. I just read, they were so anxious, they would leap upon the table to make that thing work, upon the altar to make this statue work. But remember, it was a false god. It couldn't breathe. It couldn't say achoo. But anyway, it didn't function because it was not real. And see, sometimes we got to be careful what we worship in. Make sure you worship the true and living God and not a false God. Because sometimes we get caught up worshiping false things and find that that thing it don't work. We are in serious trouble. And see, God was testing these false prophets to show them who is real and who is not. Let's continue. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the 12 tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and lay him on the wood and say, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, this is what Elijah did, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran around about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Now, that was a powerful prayer. A powerful prayer. Elijah recognized who he was serving. And Elijah was showing the false prophets what was done in their eyesight. He rebuilt the altar, but he did it the way God showed him of the 12 stones. The 12 stones represent, as the verse says, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes that represent Jacob. And see, Elijah is one of those tribes, praise God. And so he recognized the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, who God are you serving today? Are you serving Baal? Are you serving the Almighty God? Let's continue on with the demonstration. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the God. That thou art the God. Praise God. That thou art the God. And I truly thank God. And the wood, and thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Praise the Lord. He is the God. He is the God. Is he the God today in our lives today? Is he that same God that he did for Elijah? Is he that same God today? Yes. He can perform the work just like he did for Elijah. My question is, who God are you serving? What master are you serving? Are you serving Baal? Are you serving the Almighty God? And Elijah said unto them, take the prophet of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. Because it's a consequence they had to pay. God got rid of the false prophets. Because why? They were deceiving his people. The people are following something that don't exist, is not real, and not performing like the true and almighty God. See, that's one thing I love about God. He loves to demonstrate himself. He likes to illustrate what he can do. That's why I say God's a God. He can show up and show out. He's a God that will do strange work, praise God, because his words say, I will do a strange work and a strange act. So my brothers and sisters, we are in that day, praise God, that we need to serve the true and almighty God. There's a lot of people now are serving false gods, but the God, their false God, is not going to get them into a kingdom, but will lead them to destruction and lead them into hell. So we need to serve the true and living God, the almighty God, that demonstrate in the book of Kings, when he demonstrate in Elijah at that time. And Elijah was showing us what God can do, how God can move, how God can react in a way that he could bring us into subjection and to believe in his word. My brothers and sisters, we are in that time now. Let's continue to trust God. Let's have faith and believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May God richly bless you this day.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.